Well, last time I think what we spoke about. To sort of try to elaborate, the Chovas Halvavos is Seichel HaNitzal Mikol Pega, sources of mistake, of distortion, of corruption, of svara, how a person in a society can mistakenly think that what's wrong, what's illogical, is really compelling al pi svara. So, in continuing that, we'll read a little bit together. You should have it in your mail from the Rav Sadia Gaon's Hakdama a little bit, where he talks about exactly this question. You have it, Rav Sadia? So we're reading Rav Kapach's translation. This edition, he printed the Judeo-Arabic as well. So the right-hand column is the translation. So on page Beis, the bottom paragraph. V'hine odia tchila garme hashibushim levnei odom v'omer. Earlier he had said how the nefesh is a source of understanding muskolos, but now I want to present what causes distortions. Kevan, and we're not going to do justice to this next line or two, but I don't know, maybe we'll come back to it. Kevan she yisodos hamuskolos mevusosim al hamuchoshos. We apply our reason to what our senses perceive. V'harei b'dvarim hanisogim b'chush yipu hasfeikos ba'achas mishnei sivos. In terms of perception, we can fall short for either of two reasons. O beglal choser yediyas hamevakesh es mevukosho. The person doesn't know what he's looking to. He doesn't know sufficiently enough to be able to identify what he's looking for. He's going to give an example, which will clarify this shortly. O mipnei shehekel al atzmo v'hizniach ha'iyun v'hachakira. Well, because he wasn't assiduous enough in looking. Domei la'odam, so here's an example to illustrate those two sources of failure, those two scenarios where the person comes up short. Domei la'odam hamevakesh es Reuven ben Yaakov. So he's told, you know, to go to a certain place and to find Reuven there. So Efshosha Yistapek Babagal Achas Mishtei Sivos. He can not attain certainty in finding and identifying Reuven ben Yaakov for either of two reasons or both. Omim Nesha Eno Makiro Hetev Machmas He'eder Omdol Fanav Lachain Eno Makiro. He doesn't know sufficiently what Reuven ben Yaakov looks like. So when he looks at people, so they told him, oh, he's more or less average height and he has brown hair. Okay, so he looks at someone, is that Reuven, is that not Reuven? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. He doesn't really have such a command in terms of what he's looking for to be able to identify it. Well, no, maybe he has a more detailed description. A detailed description which really would successfully set Reuven apart, Reuven ben Yaakov apart from other people. However, he just looked very quickly, he looked very superficially, and he doesn't he doesn't look carefully enough. He doesn't scrutinize, and that's why he'll misidentify. V'nod b'kalos v'hizniach ha'chakira. V'harei totsa'os ha'hakalah shehu yidrishehu b'kalos v'rifyon machshava l'fichach lo yakirehu. Either by not looking carefully enough, so he'll misidentify, or he'll see Reuven and not recognize that Reuven's right in front of him, because he won't see all the simanim he's looking for, because he's just not applying himself. He's not exerting himself to look carefully. Okay, that's the mashal. That's the mashal in terms of perception of the senses. So in terms of reason, so kach gam de nimshal, kach gam hadvarim hamuskalim, yiplu bahem hashibushim, the distortions will ensue, v'achas mishnei sibos halalu, for either of these two reasons will create distortions. O mipnei shehadoresh es hamadoim hamuskalim, eino yodei odake hahuchacha. So the nimshal to not knowing what Reuven ben Yaakov looks like, not having a clear and detailed description of what Reuven ben Yaakov looks like, the nimshal to that is that Eino yoder darke ha'hochacha v'harei hu choshe v'sa ha'hochacha k'dova she'eino ha'hochacha v'chein yasa ma she'eino ha'hochacha k'hochacha. So Rav Saad Yagaon is illustrating more in the realm of philosophy, but it's basically this is the same as what we were explaining in terms of what we alluded to in terms of what we would see at Isha Halacha, in terms of knowing the canons of logic, knowing what's a proof, what isn't a proof. If a person doesn't understand what's a compelling argument, what isn't a compelling argument, what's a cogent argument, what isn't a cogent argument, so then he'll, let's say you want to say a chiddush in learning, and someone will, he'll bring a raya from A to B, but he doesn't realize that isn't an acceptable comparison. That isn't an acceptable raya. So the person will think that, no, he's saying something which is dictated, which is supported by svara, but that's only because his svara is faulty in not knowing how to engage in proper reasoning, and therefore what is a proof, what isn't a proof. So he'll think that he's proven what hasn't been proven, and he'll dismiss as unproven what in fact is proven. Oh, shehu yodeya darkei ha'iyun. Well, maybe the person really does know how to reason, to think. He does know when something has been logically demonstrated, when it hasn't been logically demonstrated. Again, if you would apply that to learning, he knows what's a correct comparison, what isn't the correct comparison, what's a halachic reasoning, what's a gadic reasoning. He knows all that. There's intellectual laziness. That's again, this is parallel to what we saw in the Rambam in the Mora, right? That we mentioned that the Rambam in the Mora, when he quotes that question about Visam Kelohim Yodei Tovara, that the superficiality, that if a person engages in Svara but does so superficially, so that also will yield the distortions. V'yimaher lahachlet al madam mesuyam. B'terem yisayeh melechas ha'iyun bo. Kol shekein, says Rav Saad Yagaon, kol shekein, that there are going to be errors, im nitztarfu ba'adam, shnei advam gam yachad. If both deficiencies are present. Kloma she'enu boki b'mlechas ha'iyon. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how to be ma'ayin. Again, whether it's how to be ma'ayin in the realm of philosophy, whether it's how to be ma'ayin in the realm of learning, which is the context of Sadhguru is talking about, or whether it means in the tchum of learning halacha. V'imzos, and the second deficiency, eino ma'ayin at sheyesayim mashu yochel be'oso daven, even whatever abilities he has, he doesn't make the most of, because again, he's too intellectually lazy. Hareze yehe rochok mimivu kosho o she yisya esh mimenu. Kol Shekain, this is skipping the psukim that he quotes, skipping two lines. Kol Shekain, now Rav Sadhguru now highlights a third source of mistaken svara, of mistaken conclusions, which the person will erroneously think are supported, have been established by svara, when in reality that's not the case at all. Kol shekein im nitztaref l'shnei hadvarim halalu davar shlishi. There can be a third flaw, a third source of error in applying and employing svara. V'hu shehamivakesh eino yodeya mahu mivakesh. Again, so to illustrate these three, let's say in the context, again, Rav Sadhguru means in the context of his sefer, obviously, in terms of philosophical truths, but to illustrate them maybe in terms of learning, so, and then, don minav, okay, but asrei, so Rav Sadhguru says as follows, a person can say a shtickle Torah, and the shtickle Torah can be not require a Birkas HaTorah for any or a combination of three reasons. One is a person quotes a raya to his Kiddush, and the raya isn't the raya, because he doesn't have a sense for what is a raya, what isn't a raya. A person can, no, he knows what's a good raya, but again, he was intellectually lazy. He didn't think it through deeply enough, fully enough to see the fallacy, to see the error, because he was intellectually lazy. Yigiyah v'Torah, that isn't only measured quantitatively by how many hours a person sits in front of the sefer. It's how much the person exerts himself mentally to be learning to the fullest of his ability and to be understanding things as well as he can. So one is, a person doesn't know what a raya is. The other is, a person knows what a raya is, but again, because of intellectual laziness, he fails to see what he's really capable of seeing, that the raya he's giving is no raya. And the third, and in some ways this is really the most, they're all pretty fundamental, is a person has a kashi, doesn't really even have a feel for what's a teretz. He doesn't know what he's looking for. He doesn't know what there's a contradiction here, but what does a teretz look like? You know, what does a teretz look like? Um, You know, it seems, again, to illustrate it all the way at the end of the spectrum in terms of its I don't know, most crude manifestation, not as uncommon as one would like it to be. People who either have no capacity or just it lies dormant within them for thinking conceptually, so everything they process is on the surface level. So they don't know what a teretz looks like. You don't know. The teretz is, again, the kash is on the surface, and the teretz lies beneath the surface. And if a person that doesn't understand what it means to have a conceptual understanding of something, only sort of can only see and that's why, I don't know, sometimes people are very quick to just dismiss things as, oh, it's a stira, oh, he changed his mind, oh, this, oh, that. Because they don't know what a teretz looks like, so they can't imagine that there is a compelling teretz. It's not wise to elaborate on people's mistakes. I'm saying it somewhat in half sentences, but I may even know it. You know, when we gave the example last week, before we had gotten up to the next section in Isha Halacha, so we said that, you know, the fuller understanding would come. There were tremendous implications to what the Rav explains, how Halacha is an ideal system. It doesn't begin by just looking to regulate and legislate concrete realities, but it's rather a world of ideas, and is an ideal system. That has tremendous implications for what a svara is, and what's mistaber, and halacha, and what isn't mistaber and halacha. And a lot of things that one would think are mistaber in a, let's say, a human legal system, which begins with a concrete and is entirely designed to be pragmatic, and what's a svara in an ideal system, a world of ideas, can sometimes be polar opposites. That's both not knowing what the answer is, it's also not knowing Dakei, and it sort of combines both. Val Kolponim, this is Rav Sadyagon's three, again, which parallel not everything we spoke about, but certainly two of the things we spoke about last time. Okay.